I'll be going to New York Tuesday afternoon, be at Tech Week at the Sports Business Awards Tech on Tuesday night, and then our Tech Week conference Wednesday and Thursday. I certainly hope to see you there. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 5th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. While we are still waiting on more details on the forthcoming sports streaming venture backed by Disney and Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery, one of the group's leaders spoke on Monday as Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch was really pretty casual in speaking about the new venture, predicting it will reach 5 million subscribers in its first 5 years, certainly a very conservative number. He was adamant that this new venture would not threaten the company's existing pay TV business, and to me, he was kind of downplaying the effort, saying it won't get close to the 20 million subs that some had predicted, and that it's targeting those cord nevers who want a cheaper way to access just sports. He also said he doesn't expect any issues from the government or regulators about this new venture, and in the end, he believes it will all be incremental to Fox's pay TV business and not cannibalize it. So some interesting takeaways from Lachlan Murdoch's point of view on this new forthcoming sports streaming bundle. And I'm sure that will get a lot of discussion going. Let's move on. There'll be plenty of eyes on college sports today, Tuesday, in Hanover, New Hampshire, as Dartmouth basketball players are scheduled to vote on whether to form the nation's first ever college athletes labor union. Remember, the National Labor Relations Board ruled in early February that Dartmouth basketball players are employees of the school, clearing the way for an election on whether these players want to unionize. So yes, this Dartmouth basketball team could be the first unionized college sports team, but the impact seems to be down the road. This will certainly go through a bunch of appeals if they do vote to unionize. This will be delayed in the courts. I wouldn't expect any immediate changes, but, this would mark another significant development imperiling the future of college sports. So keep your eye on what goes down in Hanover, New Hampshire on Tuesday. I was on two calls yesterday and both asked the same thing. What's going on with the PGA Tour and the Saudi PIF? Well, most still expect a deal to get done between those two sides, but more details are beginning to emerge around the new investors in the PGA Tour, and they include several people in sports, music, and entertainment, including LeBron James and Drake. This is according to the New York Times, and they are part of the group of investors in Strategic Sports Group, which of course is led by Fenway Sports Group, but also have Steve Cohen, Arthur Blank, and Mark Lazary as part of Strategic Sports Group. So there is a connection between LeBron James and Fenway Sports Group. He's already an investor in FSG. He's close to Tom Werner and others. So LeBron James and Drake will commit capital as strategic investors in the PGA Tour. They are expected to use their marketing amplification to help the tour grow its audience. And that's the goal here, right? And so other previously unidentified PGA Tour investors include LeBron's business partner, Maverick Carter, and agent Rich Paul. There's also UTA CEO Jeremy Zimmer, longtime marketing executive Steve Stout, and actor Chris Pratt. So they are all investors in the PGA Tour. The person who brought them to the table, Main Street Advisor CEO Paul Wachter, who has been involved in a number of celebrity and athlete business deals. So you have a lot of big, bold-faced names who are investing in the PGA Tour and believe in the long-term value of the tour. Meanwhile, outgoing DP World Tour CEO Keith Pelley, who is very influential and connected in the global game of golf, remains convinced that there will be a deal between the PGA Tour and the Saudi PIF. Now, while he leaves on April 2nd, he did not put a timetable on when a deal between the tour and the Saudi PIF could be done. But he said there is a realization that a collective product is in the best interest of global golf, and he calls unification between LIV and the PGA Tour as inevitable. Let's stay with golf, because if you've been to the Masters and their high-end hospitality area, Berkman's Place, get ready for another very high-end premium hospitality area, the Masters' new offering. It's off Washington Road in Augusta. It is called Map and Flag. SBJ's Josh Carpenter broke the details about Map and Flag yesterday, and you want to check this out. Weekly passes to this new premium hospitality area cost $17,000 each. Yes, 17 grand. That includes access to the club and for your badges for the Masters for all week. Now remember, Berkman's Place is one of the best hospitality venues in all of sports. Last year marked the 10th anniversary of Berkman's Place, which has really changed the face of Augusta. And now they've established another very premium new area right across the street from the entrance of the golf course. And like I said, no daily passes were sold. You have to buy them for the entire week. It was unclear how many passes were sold, but they were sold directly by Augusta National. So check out the latest images of this club on sportsbusinessjournal.com, because I'll just tell you, everybody will go to Map and Flag to take lessons from it, because Augusta does high-end hospitality like nobody else in the business. You know, we talked about mixed-use projects all the time on the Buzzcast, and here's one that doesn't come up a lot, OC Vibe. So what is OC Vibe? Well, it's a $4 billion mixed-use development project underway on roughly 100 acres surrounding the Honda Center in Anaheim. So OC Vibe is the brainchild, the vision, and will be developed by the Samueli family. They, of course, own the Ducks. And now they have selected Innovative Partnership Group, IPG, as its exclusive sales agency for the facility. So IPG has done this around mixed-use districts in the past. They sold sponsorship at TD Place in Ottawa and also Johnson's Control Hall of Fame Village in Canton. So OC Vibe, which will really begin coming to life in 2026, again, a $4 billion complex on 100 acres in Anaheim. It's been talked about for years. It is now moving forward, and there'll be plenty of sponsorship inventory to sell, and that's the mission and the charge of IPG. Let's end on a couple of quick hitters. I continue to keep my eye on the Washington Commanders under new ownership, and the team has made one big move on the business side as they have landed a new Chief Partnerships Officer, Jim Rushton. He comes from the Los Angeles Chargers, where he was SVP of Business Strategy and Stadium Affairs. Jim Rushton is an industry veteran. He's had prior stints at IBM and the Miami Dolphins, and now he leaves Los Angeles and the Chargers to join the Commanders, as they will have a real push to generate more and more revenue around the team. And of course, there's talk about a new stadium down the road, so there'll be a lot of inventory for Jim Rushton to consider and to sell in his new role at the Commanders. And for all of you looking for the right culture fit and a good place to work in sports, make sure you read this week's Sports Business Journal, as we are highlighting 75 businesses in the industry's first comprehensive look at the best places to work in sports. So these companies represent industry segments covering the spectrum of sports, from major league teams to agencies to vendors, and they represent various sizes of companies as well. So our ranking measured key areas in culture, compensation, benefits, trust in senior leadership. So a number of factors went into the rankings. You'll see all 75 listed and some details on each. Check it all out at sportsbusinessjournal.com. So that is your morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Abe Madcor. I'll be off Buzzcast duty on Wednesday, back with you on Thursday and Friday. Until we chat again, stay healthy, be good to each other. I hope to see you at Tech Week.